Isn't that great music? is that good music or no? Hello everyone. I love this song is called Royalty Appears. And you know, funny enough, we were joking the other day about how I'm always pulling the camera, but it's on Jay right now. Like it won't pull. That's interesting. It actually won't pull to me. Huh. I get to be the hidden DM. This is interesting. So hello everyone, we are back. And yeah, look at this. It's me talking, but you see somebody else's face. What could be happening? If I draw your attention to the battle board, pardon to the podcasting audience only, there's one few squares blocked out. We are playing episode, we are into the 30s, the 40s of Dice Before Dishonor. Welcome back. We have temporarily shelved the show, but we've got big things planned, to say the least. But hey, we're back. Welcome back. What can I say? Four shows, five in rotation. Now, you know we're going to play Evil September, October, at least October, for the Halloween feel of it. Dice for Dishonor is one of our biggest shows, and did you know that Paizo officially has a great bunch of podcasters called Two Perception? And they've burned through this. They've done live shows on the official Paizo channel. And we're plodding along with all of our shows at a slower pace because we have so many. We haven't focused on like just one. We even recently did a poll on the internet with a whopping 10 people that replied. You know, and then I reach out to our patrons and say, hey, what are your favorites? If we had to drop a show, what would it be? And then, of course, there's the controversy that of the 10 or auxiliary players or our main cast of 7 here, everybody has like their two favorites and none of them line up. I love everything. I wouldn't pitch and produce these shows if I didn't love every single one and want to dig in. But, you know, there was some concern about how slowly we were putting them out, how slowly you guys are leveling, how discombobulating it was for the audience as well as yourselves to jump around. You know, in the new year, 2021, scheduling for the cast has gone nuts. People's personal lives, the COVID situation, everything has really shook things up. So now we actually have an advantage. We're a night where we might be canceled, a night where a regular podcast that has one show just can't get together and apologize and saying, sorry, there's a gap in our week. We don't have to do that because we are recasting a little bit so that everyone has left a certain show so that if they have a personal problem or something's going on, they can't make it, we will just air and run a different show. And they, not that we'll like, if something keeps happening, like one show will get like too many episodes, we will keep it in rotation. But our filming schedule is going to be hopefully doubleheader, two different shows a night, getting all four up, or at least our two, you know, the two big ones, that kind of thing. So we just ask that you bear with us. We not have purposely neglected any of our shows, including this one. It's all been the right time for the right story to get the people engaged. Well, I really don't want to say this, but how many times have I promised that this episode is the season finale? I mean, it was even implied that the last one, we just left so long, the season finale, but you guys technically haven't finished book one. Shall I say this is the beginning of season two? Who knows? Gentlemen, when we last left our heroes, our Cavaliers, a very strange, unique occurrence. A jade mist appears, sucking up two of our auxiliary supporting cast. It didn't even really happen to the heroes. Our main, in case you haven't figured out, that's Varth and Leon. You know, everyone else is just unimportant, just here for fun. No, just kidding. Every player matters, whether you want to play someone auxiliary, supporting cast, main cast, follow the storyline, drive me crazy by going way off center. You would think anything to do with the Jade Regency from several adventure paths ago, from that timeline, that's catching up and slowly tracking down Leon, would involve Leon directly. That he would be the one that the DM would decide to pluck and talk to this strange Tengu oracle. But no, as it so happens, it's a certain halfling cavalier without his wolf and a certain sylph that always seems to be in the wrong place at the right time. You guys had a very long interaction. Winston has actually left the bubble of the room and is back out in the misty hallway because he heard and saw both Leon and Bartholomew calling out for you guys, and he's gone to rejoin them. And I believe we left it with Fafal, who got a last piece of advice from the Tango, something about wearing the ring. He patted you down. We both stole from each other. He got his tea box. Yeah, thanks for that. Who knows? The next time you see me, I might be Tengina as opposed to just Tengu. Who knows? So let's start with Fafal, played by Aidan Wilms, is in the house tonight.
Oh, it's wonderful to be here, Jeff. Thank you.
So my question for you is, do you leave this strange extra-dimensional space, this hole in the wall, and retain? You can hear the comrades are all doing the secret cavalier handshake that you invented, by the way.
Of course they're using it. I mean, I invented it for them. I'm not a cavalier. It would be brash of me to use that. But his words kind of echoing in my head, and in actuality, he's just calling out the ring over and over as I'm walking away.
Can you trust him? Who knows, right?
Right. I'll be kind of bouncing it between my fingers, looking back and forth.
Okay.
And ultimately, I'm going to decide that he's a crazy old man with crazy old bird, and I'm just going to repocket it.
Really? All right. You rejoin with your friends?
Yep. I will step back through the mist.
Through the mist. All right. As you come back through, you see Bartholomew, for some reason, asking permission for Leon's leaf to go, you know, check the perimeter, to check on Lord Varth, you know, that type of thing. And even more astonishing is, with a slight nod, Leon gives it. You also see Winston taking note of this to sort of like, okay, well, that's odd, but here we are. They've been looting the rooms. Remember all the little cubbies? All the little halfling rooms that we found in all the last stand of the guard, right? So it would appear that Leon has decided to stylize his armor a bit. I mean, he's wearing the classic, the samurai, the Eastern style leathers and stuff, but there's some rugged, you know, leather poltron, you know, type of thing. A couple subtle changes. Jay Tamlin's in the house tonight. Perhaps you'd like to discuss this sudden change in fashion. Like, these guys assume that you just pick the stuff up and went, hey, look at this. This, you know, this totally matches my purse, you know. Because the armor hasn't changed, to them perception, it looked like you added to it, like you fastened on the extra shoulder poltron or, you know, some extra stuff, which you have. But
the armor itself is the same as it always was. It's just that attached has been a fair bit of muted extras. So, like you were saying, the shoulder poltrons, they're not the bright, fashionable, eye-catching pauldrons you would expect for parade armor. They're much more subdued and muted, almost like depending on how I, almost like I was beginning to start camouflaging it, but at the same time, I'm not. It's more along the lines of just making it so that while it's still clear what type of armor it is, it's nowhere near as flashy as, say, the parade armor that you'd see
Varth wearing.
Yes.
Yeah, so instead of all the accent colors and auxiliary stuff that brighten, right, to set things off, like you said, it's all muted and toning it down, which doesn't make the armor look lesser, but it's certainly a lot less flashy. Gone is the cape he was wearing. and a more of a utilitary long cloak that it looks like he just probably picked up from one of the rooms, you know, gone or covered over all the peltrons, and he's, you know, fastened this couple extra straps and the type of thing. Notable, what? I can't really tip your hand and say this is very suspicious at this moment, gentlemen. So, Winston, your comrades rejoined. Varth is on a mission to take Lothi to safety. Bartholomew, always the anchor man, is not necessarily acting out of character and wants to, you know, cover our six kind of thing. We have, if you check the map carefully, there are still two doors, you know, the place to empty. Any last cultists? Some of them religious. I believe it's been speculated or discussed about the halfling god Thix. And we've seen more and more evidence of people chanting and war priests and, you know, not just your schmo rogue occultist kicking around here. Now, obviously, your recent experience with the Green Mist, which is, by the way, guys, rapidly fading and kind of sucking up into that crevice in the wall, disappearing, may have shooken you up. Winston, you were quiet for most of that episode. How, you know, your thoughts?
Sorry, I missed like the last 10 seconds of that. My audio cut out briefly. Oh,
I said you're a very handsome halfling. You're an integral part of this show, and I'd like to know your inner thoughts of like what just happened in that room. You were very quiet the entire time.
Yep. I'm going to keep my observations to myself. I mean, who knows what that mist did to me? Maybe I'm just a little foggy.
All right. Are you hungry? Soaked up some good green mist. You know, I
think Winston's always hungry.
Yeah, really. So the belly fat. Now you have all that gold that you could have paid for stuff. All right.
I need more.
So you
hopefully I'm well rewarded.
Yeah. Sure. Why not?
Spend a bit of time and search the rooms here. See if we can find anything of interest. Maybe, I don't know, some crossbow bolts. I mean, it's just like, hey, man, did we find any bolts? It's getting old.
We've still been looking.
I'm not going to add them just because you asked. They're either in the room description or they're not. You know, who knows? But maybe there's more rooms. I mean, you guys did go through an armory. Remember the, you know, there was the alchemist
lab area with the...
and you guys, but you guys were like long past that before you, you know.
It's true.
Surely if there were bolts, you know, around, you guys want to backtrack and...
No, we'll keep pushing forward. Okay. Keep my eyes open for some.
Okay. So, Leon, a little sidetrack, digging into a hole, and these guys come back reporting for duty, as it were. It was Barkley that actually like chased you guys down, you know, like, oh, what's the matter, Lassie? You know, is Winston falling down the well again? That kind of thing, right? Something's up. He's never without Barkley, you know.
Is Winston stuck in the well?
No, yeah, really. He's half out the crack doing the entire conversation. No, he thinned down. We found out that all that flab actually turned to be wealth. And that Barkley's still mad at you that you made him carry all that extra weight around.
My nest egg.
Your nest egg. What did you do with that money?
Buy me a nice halfling wife. I used it to purchase, to purchase stuff from the kobold so we could survive that last encounter. That really should have killed us. I'm not going to lie. We got lucky there.
Well, aren't
lucky
you
lucky that Winston was rich?
I'm just saying, like, I did not stick Rob and that character in. He's an NPC that is part of the adventure, and there's a lot of interesting little things where they say, you know, if this person hasn't been killed by the players, or if this person wasn't completely pissed off, they're here at this point in time. There's actually other NPCs and nobles and stuff that may or may not have showed up with you guys in the dungeon, depending on how things played out. Now, as you guys played them out, it turns out that, you know, they're not there. But I digress. Mm-hmm.
With... Yeah, so I'd say just, you know, do cursory search, pick up any items of value, and continue on the clear.
Okay.
In that case, let's go and look, listen in at this next door.
Okay. Who's on point? Who wants to put an ear to it? Leon?
I'm a good man.
Okay. Leon, putting your ear to the door, can I have a perception check, please?
That is a 9.
Okay. Well, at least the door doesn't talk back to you. Sorry. These are the jokes, folks. They can't all be gems. You just got to throw them out there and, you know.
Well, it's always beneficial to have someone confirming, but at the same time, I don't feel like we're particularly threatened anymore, so.
Pretty sure just like a rogue on a door can take 2 minutes and take 20. If you want to just like.
Yeah, I don't really know about traps or anything, so I can't hear anything, but I will step back.
Okay. But I was saying, if you want to spend more time, if you literally want to make them stand there for 2 minutes, have a cigarette break, and be very sure and listen for, you know, an elongated amount of time, you get to take your 20 on a perception check.
I think I would at first just listen in at the door. I'm mostly looking for sounds of scuffling inside the door. I still don't necessarily plan to open doors on my own without having checked them for, like, traps, because we actually have run into traps in this area before.
Mm. Okay. So who's our trap guy?
I believe that would be me.
Okay. So slipping up on the door, sir?
Yep.
Again, would you like to take your 20 or take perception?
Perception check of 27.
Who needs to take 20 when you're Fafal?
Boom!
Right? Okay. You don't seem to find a trap.
It seems clear. Do you want me to open it or Sir Winston?
I step up behind you. Bow drawn. After you.
Of course. I will pop the door open.
Okay. You see a chamber that's 10 by 10, and off the left back corner, heading south on the map, as it were, a hallway extends directly out of this small antechamber with no door itself.
Then I will slide up.
Where is our light source? Now, I know Fafal has dark vision because he's a sylph, but was it you carrying the gem around? Because like, usually it was Varth, and now he's run off. So who's our proverbial torch? Light spell or torch? Who's our light bearer?
That's a good question. I think I had the light spell cast on.
Yeah, I think it's Winston is the light spell.
Okay, right, so now. So as long as he stays, you know, within, right? Mm-hmm. The light is behind us being shone into the room. Okay. So stacking up in the room with, it looks like the sylph's gone for the inner wall. Leon's gone to the back corner for a long look down the hall with his bow and shining. Now you don't see all the entire hallway because his light bleeds out in 20-40 feet, Leon. Mm-hmm. But you get the idea that the hallway continues, obviously.
I'll take point for the hallway.
Sure.
After you.
And I'll actually, you know what? I'll actually light a torch because I don't know how long the light spell lasts for, but I took time and searched.
Okay.
So I'll bust out a torch, hold it in one hand, lance in the other.
Okay.
And move on down the hall.
All right. Coming to the end of the hallway, the hallway just ends in a big pile of rubble. Like there's been a cave in, possibly, or upon further inspection, if you wish, you can decide how old, you know, was it? Is it tunneling that wasn't finished, or did it cave in? Now the walls are worked, as this double gray line on the map ensues. Like this is like a built-in wall. It's not just tunneled out, right? They've put up the brick inside the tunnel, as it were, the structure to support and everything, right? It's not like an old miner's mine where you have those little bridge arches of wood. It's, you know, hewn stone, worked cobblestone, everything, right? Floor. dungeon wall. On your left side, on the east side, almost at the end, is another door.
Well, Fafal, would you do the honors?
Of course. There would be an 18 to check the door.
Okay. Don't seem to find a trap.
But, seems good, my liege.
But you do hear something. A small, delicate voice rhyming or singing on the other side of the door.
There appears to be a singer on the other side of the door.
It's just something very, you know, indistinguishable. But it's there.
Hmm. Now, why would there be any singing here?
How many minions sing? What's up with that? It's a singing minion. Singing monster. What the hell, right?
Well, the same as any usual room. Weapons ready, I suppose.
Of course.
Can I have a perception check from Winston?
Sure. 14.
I wouldn't say Fafal ignored Leon, and he's definitely Varth's man. But with Varth absent, you notice that not only is Leon, now technically in noble ranking, we said, you know, a couple episodes ago, he's the man, though he's always been nice to you guys. He's never really abused it. But he is doing the thinking man. He's commenting on everything you guys say, do you want to do? And Fafal is completely deferring to him in this moment. Again, technically, by rank, this is what they're supposed to do. But you've never actually experienced these men doing this. Fafal never usually separates himself from Lord Varth unless sent away from the party. It's sort of a new interaction because it's Bartholomew is sort of like Leon's buddy, man in arms. He saved his life once in the prologue. And Fafal has always stayed within Varth's aura of protection, as it were. And you've been everywhere, treating everyone equal, as far as I'm concerned. You've never really seen these two interact. Maybe you just didn't expect them to interact like this, considering their personalities when you put all the group together. It's just notable, is all I'm going to say at this time.
Okay.
Anyway, Fafal, the door.
Rapier drawn, and I'm going to open it quietly.
The light spills into a room, oval-shaped. Even the corners are a little bit jutted roundly. Okay? The chamber itself is about 30 feet long and about 15 feet wide, but is dominated by a 5-foot-long, like 20-odd feet-long table with large chairs all the way around it. It looks like a dining room. There are maps all over the walls here. And sitting right in front of you in this head chair is a little girl spinning around, singing to herself, just kind of rhyming to herself. Mary, Mary did not perish. She was quite so contrary. Just, you know, amusing herself, spinning in her chair, being a kid. Can I have a perception check for the room, gentlemen?
Ten.
Nine.
17.
Nothing really jumps out besides what I've said. However, Fafal, there's something off about this kid.
Really? I couldn't tell.
Anyway, she stops spinning, sees you guys standing in the doorway, and the room lights up. Now, there's a candle in the center of the room, as it shows, and so the room is sort of internally lit. So she turns to you guys. Or, sorry, Fafal, who's really the only one in the doorway.
Oh, hello. Do you work with my daddy?
Yes, I do, actually.
Is he going to be done his work soon? He said I should stay here until they were done upstairs.
Yes, he actually should be done pretty soon. We were just sent in to come check up on things, see how you were doing.
I'm okay.
She kind of shrugs bored and keeps spinning. Like, gives the thing one last spin. You know, gives you a little grin.
I'm going to sense motive on all that.
Okay.
Because, I'm sorry, creepy child alone in a room singing while spinning in a chair. I'm trying not to metagame, but like...
Now, can I have perception, you guys... Oh, right, 10, 9, and 17, right? Sorry, no, we're still with you. Well, like I said, you beat a certain perception DC I was looking for, and you definitely get the sense that something's off.
Yeah. And then 17 on sense motive.
The child's movements waver. Like, you are presented with a human child of indeterminate age between, like, you know, 5 and 6, 4 and 7, you know, yeah. Like, not very old, right? But you blink or the corner of your eye or whatever, and there's almost like this sense that if you step back, you're getting a lot more. And for a moment, you see something doll-like. Like she's made of porcelain and not a person. And has strange, dark appendages where arms should be. You sense motive and focus on this, and the illusion, which is the child, and the reality, which is this sitting in the chair.
Oh, fuck this.
Becomes far more apparent. A cracked...
Oh, my God.
A cracked porcelain doll with some sort of chitlin, barely containing some sort of arachnoid creature with black hairy legs sticking out, breaking up the porcelain where arms should be. The mouth is split, and you can just see mandibles peeking out, and they've got this great picture of, like, the Marie Antoinette dress and the wig, right? The eyes are jet black, and the forehead is, like, there's a split in the skull at the forehead level, as if the whole thing's a mask, and you can see, you know, more of this dark, hairy, almost arachnid form peeking out. But only you. Winston. Leon, apparently Fafal is reviled by children because he's interacting with this kid, and then you just see him kind of like the head goes way back, like, ooh. Nope. Sword comes out, you know, like.
Fafal?
What do you want to do, Fafal?
So I am going to, keeping my rapier kind of hidden behind my leg, I'm going to step forward and be like, let me take a bit closer look at you. I just want to make sure you're okay. And as soon as I step forward, I am going to jam this into her.
Okay.
Bluff attack to, or bluff check mm-hmm. to appear harmless.
Okay.
So that she's caught flat-footed.
They're acting strangely. I'm going to say that she and you act in the surprise round. Now, if I really am what I appear to be, I'm sitting in wait. I'm waiting for you guys to act strangely. I might even be waiting to do my own sort of strike. As you, hey, let me check you out, little kid. And you might actually find something happening, too, as you try to pull this off. So I'm going to have you roll for initiative. We'll have everyone roll.
Sure.
That's a 23.
Where's old Donald Dang when you need him, right?
A 16?
Yep.
16 as well.
Okay. Who has the better dexterity?
I do.
Right. I have a dex of 14.
Right.
17.
So Fafal goes first out of the two of you, and we'll say Barkley, we'll put him at 15, like 16, like Winston, you know, because he's prompted by you. Right? Quick thought, and something that's really cool that slows you down for actions in second edition, but not first edition, is do you have knowledge planes?
Let me see. It does not appear that I do.
No, I do not.
All right. So, starting the initiative order with myself at, sorry, boys, plus 8 to initiative, 24, actually. It waits for you to, you know, come over and check and lean in. And as you're ready, like as you're setting up your bluff, right?
Yeah.
Leon, he goes to, you know, check on the child. And can I have a sense motive from everybody? Because even though you're bluffing her, everyone can see the false move. And I am going to do a sense motive on. Well, she was just going to do something to you anyway, but.
Natural 20 for 25.
That's a 19 for me.
Do you want me to roll both sense motive and bluff?
Yeah, so give us your bluff for the attack.
There we go. 19 on bluff, and then. Nat 20 for a 28 on sense motive.
Okay. So as you lean in, guys, you see that Fafal is going to do something. He's not putting the weapon away. It's like he switches up and he's getting ready to do something not nice. And as far as the two, he's gonna take a kid hostage? Like, the kid admitted that she's the daughter of like the bad guys. I don't know how you guys would react to this. I'll have you react on your turn, but from your perception, this is what you see. He goes leaning in. You see him setting up something nasty, like he's going to grab the kid or stab the kid or take kid hostage, but it doesn't look like he's going to do something nice. He's doing the bluff, okay? And I believe you both, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe you both saw through it? Because Leon got the 19 as well?
Yeah.
Right? As did I, funny enough, because my sense motive is really high. And then the kid, to your perception, guys, just smacks him, right? Because you haven't broken the proverbial illusion. You see, you know, one of those little claw appendages, right? Rattle, yeah, and try to strike you low. So making, you know, switching to battle music, right? Dun, dun, dun. And then suddenly it's on, you know. To you guys, it looks like the kid bitch slaps him. But to, you know, to actual fact, the arachnoid creature, you know, does a claw attack. 14 plus 7, 21, comes swiping low and tears into the fabric of your armor and opens a thin line, not quite disemboweling you, ow, but really nasty. Good thing this kid is diminutive. These little claws still hurt, but she only does 3 damage. And I put it to you, with these numbers, is a little bit of a description of how the attack looks, how it goes. I recently saw some debate by one of our own fans talking to the internet at large, going, hey, don't just spit numbers. How about some descriptions, some narration in the combat, and not just from the DMs? So obviously with 1 point of damage going, I hit him in the face or I take his neck off, obviously you can't do that. Now, you guys are pretty good, actually. You guys do lean in, and I don't think he was talking about us, but it really got me thinking. It's like, yeah, you know, taking those moments to set up things. Anyway, surprise, surprise, surprise. You lean in, I see through, I got initiative. I was going to try and strike you anyway. Everyone is flat-footed until they first go, and I have sneak attack. Too quickly, this kid reacts, and I actually get an extra d6 of damage for getting the jump on you, and you take a total of another 5 for 8 total points for fall.
Ooh.
That is quite the slap. of the proverbial Leon. The kid attacks him. It's almost like, you know, it looks like Uncle Leon's going to do something dirty, and the kid goes, nope, and, you know, kicks at him or whatever, and he reacts in pain like she really got him.
This does not seem like something... One, I'm... Why would Fafal attack a child?
Okay, would you like...
And two, why would the child's... Why would Fafal be reacting quite this intensely...
Can I have a willpower save, please? Which is probably what I should have gone with at first, but eh. If you start asking for willpower saves, you know, the jig is up. You're taking
sure,
your round.
I'm going to use my...
Take your round. Take your moment to, like, what the hell, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to use my... On my honor.
Okay.
Ability as a samurai.
What does that do?
Basically, it allows me to
go on.
Sorry, actually,
reroll.
I'm not going to
give you a bonus. Okay.
Aren't we still in the surprise round? Because she went, and then I get to go.
Oh, that's true. I'm sorry. Yes. I'm sorry, because I was falling through. But when we get back to Haiku, Leon, Haikiru, don't leave us hanging, dude. Tell us what that shit does, even if you don't do
Haiku.
It.
Haiku.
Well, it's just he said things in three. Actually, I don't. But I could. It's like he's doing Haiku.
No, I can't.
Sorry. I am in surprise round. Sorry, Aiden. Fafal, what do you do?
You are good. I'm going to stab her.
Okay.
Anyway, because...
Now, unfortunately, I saw through your bluff, which means that screws up your sneak attack?
Yes.
Okay.
Sadly. But I'm still going to swing. Nope. So that is a 22 to hit.
Sorry, we'll get you some targeting here, right?
Yeah, well, at the moment, I'm not using the character sheet.
Oh, okay.
No, for reasons.
No, it's fine. Yes, 20 hits.
Okay.
Or 22, yes, hits.
Alright, then let me get that. And 8 points of damage. So I... You know, she slices at my stomach, practically disemboweling me. I am heavily wounded. And then I follow up with a stab through her shoulder, you know, where the arachnid appendage is coming out of the marionette doll.
Oh, nice. You get to the meaty parts, quite getting through my porcelain armor. That's the thing, eh? I have porcelain armor. Well done, sir. Okay, so surprise round is over. Getting back to the top of the round would actually put us at her. She presses the attack and leans in, you know, using the chair, because she is small, to meet you head on. Tries to bite you. The little porcelain goes all South Park Canadian with the head flipping open. Ah. Yeah. And mandibles come out, try and bite you, and continues to claw. So you're right there. I said you're like leaning in, right?
Yeah.
Now, technically... I fill this square, and you fill the doorway. So we could give each other cover. We both suffer, like, 2 to AC or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, as you come in and do something, right, when you finish, do you come in and move? Like, you know, end up aside or, you know what I mean? There's not much going... Well, actually, no. I guess an attack of opportunity... Oh, sorry. A surprise round. You can either move or attack, so it doesn't really... Sorry.
Yeah, you get a move or a standard.
All right. So I'm going to attack you through a doorway, which gives you a plus 2 to your armor class. So
I'll... Plus 2 or plus 4?
2.
Okay.
2. So I'm just going to take a penalty here. And just make sure that I... There you go, minus 2. so that when I get into my bite and clawing of you, we get 19, 11, 6. Because my sevens become twos. So it actually gave negative two to all three attacks. I wasn't sure if it would do that.
Yes.
So leaning in, the mouth opens and you almost expect it. What is your AC, sir?
My AC is 15.
But now it's 17 because of the door and the 19 hits. So she manages to get one claw in you, misses with the other as you start twisting, reacting, and the bite, oh, that head, you know, does not land. She can't lean out enough. You're, you know, still in the doorway. Thank God for the doorway.
Is she named?
Sorry?
Is she named? Because that bite was a critical fumble.
I have no name. Not that you know of. It actually names the creature, and this chaotic outsider probably has a name, but it's not one of those. It's a unique monster. It's not like I am Floyd. I see where you're going with this. Well, we'll get to that. Let's start off with the damage of the claw. I wouldn't say she's named, but since she's like a one-off, yeah, I'll give you that. I'll say that, you know, we'll get into the fumble. So, one claw lands another hit, and you take three more points for fall. One claw wraps off the doorway, possibly, and with a melee attack, she leans in, swings wide, and the door is still swinging, and she strikes the proverbial chitlin crooked armature funny bone. And as she hits the door, it's like her whole arm goes numb. It says, "This sword is heavy. You are fatigued." She immediately takes fatigue penalties.
Ooh.
Because of that. But cool. I think that's cool. And it's now actually Leon's go, where this isn't right. What's going on, right? She has an aura. This is not just like an illusion. It's an up and going, you know, you guys really got to kind of dig in. So can I have that will save, sir?
Yes.
And I'm going to give her.
I'm going to do.
I'm fatigued.
There must be something going on because this is a lot more violent very quickly than I was expecting it to be with a child. So I'm going to use my resolve.
I don't know. Have you ever given a kid sugar? Or, you know, obviously don't have toddlers. Let's talk to Ryan. Ryan, can they go from zero to crazy? I'm just saying, man. I know you don't have kids, dude, but... Sorry, in Leon's experience. Go on.
I'm going to use one of my abilities as a samurai, resolve, and specifically the resolute portion, which means whenever I make a fortitude or will save, I can spend a point to roll twice and take the better result.
Okay. Sounds cool.
So first roll is a 7. Sorry, now, that is...
Is it roll twice and stuck with the second result, if you wish, or just take the better? Because there's a huge difference.
It's take the better.
Okay.
And that was actually a 5. For some reason, I had a modifier written in wrong.
Okay.
And second result is a 13.
No and no. However, this temper tantrum small child is beating on Fall and winning. This I can't hide from you.
Yeah. Whether I can see what's going on or not, I'm still a little upset with that problem. So I think...
Now, I'll let you move. Like, your standard action is, like, what's going on. If you wish to move in or move back or... You know, not that there's a lot of space here. You guys are stacked around a door in a narrow 5-foot hallway. Like, but technically, you can tumble through enemy squares and blah, blah, blah. Or, you know what I mean?
I'm going to...
You might suffer back a tactical opportunity, but... Okay.
And try to call Fafal that he should maybe do the same.
Okay. Child is mad. Okay. It's Fafal's go. How you doing there on hit points, buddy? I notice you've taken 21 points in damage. How you making it out here? Not so great.
I'm in pain.
Now I'm not saying you're down to your last because you didn't wear the ring, and we haven't done any cutscenes or anything to reveal any possible changes in the timeline or alternate timeline that is the new you. But no one takes 21 damage of SmackDown without feeling it, and Leon is already calling for a retreat. So what do you want to do?
I am going to follow his advice, and I'm going to withdraw.
Okay.
Which means I get to move half of my total movement, which is 15 feet, but I don't provoke on the first square that I leave.
Righto. Which will put you snugly behind Leon if you wish. He's already backed up a bit. Okay. Anything else, sir? That's pretty much all you have to do with that action.
I believe that's a full action. I'm going to call out.
Is coughing up blood.
Yes. Some sort of spider magic bullshit.
Cough, cough.
That's it.
So, you got anything else, sir? That's it for you? Befall?
Yes. That's it.
Okay. Winston.
Yes.
Your party's been repelled by a child. A very vicious child that he goes back and he's holding, you see blood coming through his fingers, like kid tried to bite him. Now, you know kids, they can do that. Really upset. I don't know what the hell he did. I mean, kids saw
could
you.
Also just be a really childlike halfling. So,
yeah, there is also that. It takes a halfling to know that disguise. Anyway, do you want to act or do you want to think about this? If you want to think about it, take the time. You can use a standard action and get your will save going again. If you want to just react,
no, I will. I'll give my head a shake. Said something about an illusion.
Okay. Yeah, give me a willpower. Believe.
9.
No.
That's Barkley.
Oh, damn it.
Barkley's like, it's just an adorable child.
5. Will is not my strong suit.
Yeah, even you. The downside of...
Can I ready an action?
One second. Sorry, my mind wandered there. You were saying?
I was asking if I have enough left in my turn to ready an action.
Because we're forcing a will save or getting you to voluntold one? No.
Okay.
Because readying an action is your standard, but next time, or like if you wish to move, you can still do that.
No, I'm going to hold position.
Okay. And you're telling Barkley to hold?
Yeah. Okay. Actually, you want to know what? Barkley's going to... Well, he gave his will save already. He failed. I'm just rolling awesome tonight.
Attack!
Yeah, no, I'm good. That's me.
Okay. Why are you attacking me? Why are you attacking me? They attack me. You know. Turns to the halfling, right? Starts waving her arms around like in some kind of tantrum. And it's like, almost like she's voguing. Why are you attacking me? This type of thing. Almost like a little finger motion from the show Magicians or whatever. Can I have another will save, sir?
You can. I doubt I'll succeed. 13.
Unfortunately, Leon with Spellcraft, our ranger, has backed off and can't really see what she's doing. 13?
Yeah.
I'm your new best friend.
Okay.
I am a great friend that should be heated, protected, blah. And your friends just beat on me and cut, and I attack them, and it's all bad, but yep, new best friend. That's me.
No, little one. Don't worry. Uncle Winston will protect you.
All right. Leon. Apparently the halfling's taking a liking to the psychotic child.
Winston, you have your orders. Follow them or stand down.
Well,
that child just attacked Fafal.
OK. Okay, so Leon, while you're putting him in his place, are any actions taken from you? Are you just going to take the round to like, dude, what are you doing? Because talking I'm technically going is to, free, so.
Well, that's my attempt to kind of like get him back into sense, and I'm going to. I would also like to ready my bow so I can shoot if this child enters the hallway.
Sure.
At this point.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't care if it's a child or not. She's attacked my companions, and she's in an area with enemies.
Yeah, no, that's fine. So you ready an action to shoot if she appears, and you're you know, scolding your subordinate for free. And do you move?
I'm actually going to imply that Fafal should move back again, and I would also step back, because if she steps in the hall, I'm only 5 feet away.
Okay, so you want to delay and get Fafal to move first, and then all this happens, dropping your initiative?
Yes, I need to move after Fafal gets out of the way, so...
Okay, so dropping yourself to 16, right? You begin the lecture on... We'll say you begin lecturing Winston. Fafal, you know, your guy is... He's bitching at Linson, but he's, you know, he's giving you the nudge like,
yeah. Yeah. So I will back up the 10 feet and then move 5 feet over into that kind of little nook.
Retreat!
Then so while moving, I'm going to draw my dagger, switching my rapier to my left hand, and then I'm going to stealth in that corner.
Okay. Sure. So you fall back as a regular move, and then while you're moving, pull weapons, and as your second move, do a stealth check.
Yes.
Okay. So as long as Winston, the galloping light source, doesn't come back, you're in the shadows.
Yep.
Okay. Give me a stealth check.
14.
Okay. Remind me of that if I, you know, comes into play.
Of course.
Winston.
Yes.
You see Leon ready his bow. Like, it comes up.
So, was I just charmed, just out of curiosity?
Yeah, new best friend. Charmed person. Yeah, you missed it by one, man. Sorry.
what was the DC? 14?
14.
Okay, well, I get a +5 because she's attacking my companion. So, I actually got an 18 there.
Okay. So you're not charmed. You feel the, you know, the urge to protect and as said friend. And I still think it's within your character. Like, what do these guys do? You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
But you don't have to act.
I like kids.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, unless I see through the deception, you know, whatever.
Yeah. But there isn't that hold where you're beyond reason and favor her commands over your allies. Okay. So what do you wish to do?
Well, young lady, it seems we're leaving. Terribly sorry to disturb you. I'll keep the bad, mean men away.
He just closes the door on the kid.
Yep.
Now, I shouldn't imply that because that would provoke.
Well, no, I think even me withdrawing, I don't know if I have enough to... Oh, yeah, I do. 3 spaces. Oh, I'm on Winston, or I'm on Barkley.
So he withdraws.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you see the kid is violent. So you can be wary and still say, I'm withdrawing. Right?
Yep.
See, now, if you were charmed, I'd say you wouldn't do that, because why would you withdraw from your best friend? But there you go. So you want to use the withdraw. The problem is you only get the first square.
That's
right. It's literally the square you're in. So you move into her threatened space. There, you've burned your withdrawal. Now you're moving again. Like, so it's not going to help you. She could still attack you, unfortunately. Because you're not withdrawing.
Close the door?
Yeah. Like I said, if you're going to be attacked of opportunity, then you might as well get something done, right?
Yep.
Okay. So you get Winston to get Winston. Get Barkley to move up. You grab the door and swing it shut. Say your bit. You provoke at this point.
Yep.
Right? So now you're not provoking as you're leaving. You're actually provoking as you...
Close the door.
Actually, I don't know if that provokes. Because technically it's
a manipulate action. Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I guess so. And she guards
100% it. It does.
Yeah, it guards. Yeah, you're right. So, attack of opportunity for you. Now, I'm assuming you're my best friend, because you're like, oh, I'm sorry, lady, blah, blah, blah. So she actually doesn't.
Sorry, rules lawyer. I kind of had to look it up. Open or close the door. does not provoke an attack of opportunity.
Really?
Oh, because it's not your gear. You're thinking of manipulate action where you reach into your gear, you're completely distracted, right? Yeah. So that's cool. However, you're not acting like my best friend, but you're not attacking. You're like, oh, I'm sorry. We're gonna, you know what I mean? Like, you're still filling the criteria. So I think this creature might assume that the charm is catching with you.
Okay.
And I don't want to break that. So it's like, you just close the door and I'll, you know, do what I do next. So yeah, you get a clean shot. Door is closed.
Sweet. That'd probably be my turn.
Okay.
Move up. Close the door. Yep. Can't really do much else.
Okay. Back to me. You hear another... Can I perception check?
Perception.
Mm-hmm.
Oops. I think I clicked it too many times. 23.
Suddenly, your torchlight dims drastically.
Oh, I can still see.
I cast darkness. I cast darkness. Right, so as I was saying, Winston, suddenly your torchlight, right? It's like everything around you gets that much darker and it's like your torch dies down. It's still sputtering magnificently, and yet all the light around you just dims drastically.
Okay.
Your 20 foot, 40 foot literally becomes like barely 20 foot shadow, and you've
I'm
got
still
your,
fine. I have low light.
You got your, yeah.
But okay, if anybody so down the hall is relying on that.
Yeah. So you're 2080. Yeah. Leon, it's like suddenly he becomes the guy with the lantern where you kind of just see the 5 foot of Winston as opposed to it illuminating the hallway between you. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, that's some creepy stuff. Thank you. And that's me. And I'm going to hide because you don't know where I am moving. Leon, what do you do?
I believe this might be the time to regroup with Bartholomew. So, out we go.
Withdraw. Time to go retreat, man.
Yep. I'm waiting for at this point, I'm waiting for Winston to return up with the torch.
You're going to like cover the hall with them and they all get out, right?
Yeah. Assuming so I'll kind obey. Of like Overwatch kind of style with my bow whatever I can see. It's not much, but.
No, you've backed off to that top corner, the beginning of the hallway. Tucked in the inside corner, because now you guys are in the 10-foot cubby. 5, 10, 50, 20, 30, 40 feet away. Right, he's ready for a sneak, and now you're ordering withdrawal. Okay, so, men, fall. Leon orders with withdraw. So, what do you want to do?
Then withdraw, I do.
Okay.
I have 35 base move speed, so I'm going to move 70 feet.
Okay. See ya. You thought he was gone, Leon. He just pops out of a shadow and nods and psh, bye. Oh. Well, if you were still here, I wouldn't have ordered that.
Yeah, so I make it to the first set of doors of, like, the personal live-in spaces.
I'm sorry. Like, I know you're trying to, for the pod, but, like, watching the mini just slide down the hallway, like, never gets old. Run for it, boys. We're out of here. All right. Yes. So at the top of the map, the north side, we have this sideways hallway that has all the alcoves. 4-1 cluster, then our hallway of jade smoke. Come back there. It's the 24/7 store. And then another 4. And he's made it down to that great time where Bartholomew jumped on the bed and got scared. Got a good lead. So Fafal's out. Winston.
Seeing Fafal leave, I'm going to actually follow him there if I can. Just kind of with a hand against the wall and skim. Because I have a lot less movement.
It's pitch black out there. He just disappears through, like, you're in shadow now because, like, our only torchlight is Winston.
What I mean is, like, there's the wall directly behind me. I know that if I just follow that with my hand, I can keep going.
Okay. So basically, we're into what we call crawl. I'll be nice and say, okay, you get more than crawling, like 10 foot a move. because you're retracing steps. So you know, you feel the wall, you feel the door. You're just beyond it 10 feet. A double move puts you to the next door. And that's being generous because you're literally walking around blind.
Yep.
Not to mention there's bodies and shit.
That's like a single movement for me, so it's all good.
Okay. Winston.
Yeah, I'm going to take off.
Okay.
Tally-ho!
Luckily, when you get to the corner of the hallway here, your torchlight brightens up and a light appears behind you 20 feet away through the doorway, Leon, and you can, you know, navigate.
Yeah, I'm going to double move as well, and that takes me to right beside Vafal.
Okay. My turn. Oh, you don't think it was going to be that easy, do you, boys?
No, no, yep.
I don't think so.
Yes.
I don't think so. All right. So, okay. I have done what the creature has done. No apparent effects to you guys as of yet. But I'm keeping you in rounds because it ain't over. So it's pretty much given that Fafal has superseded Leon in the initiative order here, even though he's taking orders or whatever. So Fafal, you're next. What do you want to do?
So I will... I'm actually going to run back slightly and dip into the alcove with the green mist.
Let me back in.
Well, the reasoning is, so Fafal just ran out. He forgot that Leon can't see in the dark. So he is going to wait here for Leon to get close. If Barkley or if Winston keeps going, then Fafal will be Leon's guiding.
I gotcha. So you take a minute, the light source goes ripping past. Fair enough. Okay, Leon. You want to play catch? You can see now. The light, though, yes. Is rapidly, it's suddenly on the edge of your light because he went from behind you to like, and there he goes, you know, because he's literally 10, 20, 30, okay, so 40 feet. Yeah.
Run rules work that I need to have already made a double move beforehand at full speed, right?
True, but like you don't have the space to run openly.
You're I mean, I only way, so. I only have 20-foot movement right now.
Okay. You also need to see clearly, probably. I don't recommend running, you know, in this condition. So
then I will take a double move to get myself to just behind Winston.
Okay. So he trucks on by.
Putting me just in the next, just past the next doorway.
Okay. So he goes ripping past you. Fafal looks like he's trying to pace, so you're good if you want to, you know, come back in the fold. Winston.
Yep.
Leading the charge with your torchlight.
No, I will hold position, turn around.
Okay.
Take up point.
Okay. You're here, the sylph disappeared, and Leon's pacing you.
Yep, and I'll hold the torch out towards Leon so he can take it on his way by.
Okay. Leon, you need two hands to operate said bow. You want to just...
Yeah, I know.
You want to...
I would, on my turn, put the bow away and grab the...
Well, you don't have to put the bow away, but you could at least unknock the arrow and hold it.
Yeah.
You know, do the two-finger hold while you're holding the bow, right? You
get hold the bow part and then hold the torch, and then worst case, I can drop the torch and start using it that way.
Okay. All right, so when I come back to you,
because
unfortunately you just caught up and he's standing there. He's just going to stand there and hold out to you.
Yep.
Okay. Which brings us back to me. Me. And I'm going to go... Okay. I've done my thing, whatever that might be. And Fafal.
Alrighty. I can keep an eye on them and I can catch up to them. So I'm actually going to stay here and I'm going to stealth.
Okay, so you go into stealth mode. That still gives you a 15-foot move if you want to stay in stealth mode. You can move. You just get half moves.
Yeah. 14 on stealth.
Okay.
And I keep rolling twos on that. But I'm going to stay here for now.
Okay, so you just one with the shadows?
Yes, that's with the shadows.
That's a move. You got anything else? Anything else you want to do?
Rep. If I see her, I'm going to throw a dagger at her.
Okay.
I hold the dagger in my right hand.
Yeah, you can ready in action. You tuck in, ready in action. She comes marching down that hallway. Okay.
Yep.
Leon, you take the torch, as we discussed.
Yes, I take the torch.
You can still move.
Then I begin moving and would get to the next doorway looking into that that four square room in, just in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, I would stop and ready so that if I see something, I'll drop the torch and start attacking from there. Because I know that there's, in all likelihood, I remember there was a doorway that came off just at the entrance that went in that room's direction. And I'm worried that whatever creature, whatever girl this is going to just run around from the outside.
Mm-hmm. Yes, looking closely at the map, even though there's something uncovered, there is a breach in the wall, the back of that room, and there was a breach in the other wall, another door. So, yep, somebody might be heading you off. You never know. So proceed with caution. Winston, torchless, Leon pulls up on the first door. What do you want to do?
I'll look down the hallway to the alcove and just say, Faval, are we not withdrawing?
I'm covering Leon's retreat.
Do you have ventriloquism? Like, you know, the bed next to you goes, where I'm covering my retreat. Stays in stealth mode, right? I got one. He puts his hand around the corner, you know, and does the puppet mouth. Covering our retreat, you know, because the rest of them technically is in stealth.
Winston, was Barclay close enough to catch this? Catch the girl's smell?
Yeah, I was right beside her.
Hmm. Well, vision is possibly failing us, but. From what I remember being in the forest, scent radiates quite well around corners and enclosed areas like this.
Okay. You guys hold up to interact a quick plan. I'm just going to burn a single round of, you know, time is going by.
I'll put my hand down on Barkley's shoulder and telepathically get him to open up his olfactories.
Okay.
And I'm holding position until Fafal moves past.
Okay. So you got to remember, like, you can't have a conversation with Barkley. You're like, smell things. He's like, okay. You know.
Yeah.
I'm trained. You got to handle animal. Like, you know, that thing is bad, is foe. Like, you got to give me some parameters. You can't just, like, what do you smell? You got to get, you know, here's her cloth tracker. Like, he just knows that we ran into something and we left. Okay, it attacked. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to put in this beast's brain that is what you want to smell for, and that is not a friend. Right? So with handle animal, with your +4 as a cavalier, like you're a druid, it's just give me a couple of checks here to, like, you know, you impart this. Unmute. You're muted.
Sorry, I was looking at the wrong character sheet. There it is.
I mean, Barkley even saw you be nice to her and then close the door and go, sorry, bye.
Yep.
You know, so I was like, what?
Handle animal of 8, so no.
Kid bit for fall. Yeah, I've been thinking about that for weeks, you know.
It's terrible with children.
Now you get a plus four like you're a druid because you're a cavalier with your mount, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So that'd be 12.
Okay. Okay, so basically first piece of information is like be on the alert for, you know, that creature. And second piece of information, give me another roll.
Shabba-da-dip-da-da. There we go, and that'd be a 18.
Not friendly. Okay. He might be confused as to what's not friendly, but you've definitely got him on their alert for foes, and you know what I mean? So we'll see how this plays out. So, Fafal.
Seeing that Leon's kind of, you know, I'll peek my head around the corner, look the way that we came towards death, not seeing anything. I will look back towards Leon. I see he's kind of stopped and is keeping an eye on the doorway.
It's more like I'm ready to enter in, but everyone is really far apart.
Okay. And with that, then I will double move past him. Well, I will slide up right behind him, peek into the room, and then as my second move action, I will slide into the room. Into the alcove.
Okay.
And double move, so that's my turn.
Just hearing the Mission Impossible theme suddenly playing. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah. Da-da. Leon. Da-da-da. Da-da-da. Little cat and mouse we got going on here. I'm liking this. This is not usually the combat that we, you know.
I believe a more apt analogy would be the spider and the fly.
Possibly. I kind of expected Aiden to scream like a girl and scream kill it with fire because it's an arachnoid, but you know, I'm down with this. This is really cool. Leon, what do you want to do?
With this torch, I'm a little bit of a sitting duck. I would prefer if someone could take the lead, but I will definitely be
Winston, you're a dick. Gives him the torch.
Yeah, acid heal. Leon.
Dude, might as well saluted you as a captain in the field. You don't do that in World War II, you know what I'm saying? Gets your guys as shot.
Fair enough. As I pass for fall, then I pass it off. And then I'm going to be probably waiting right here, because until that light source comes a little further, I can't see much into the next room.
Okay.
But bow at the ready for whatever I can see.
Yeah, because all you're doing is... Well, actually, who got the torch?
I passed it to Fafal.
Okay, there's your standard and you can move. So ready in action, unfortunately, you're going to have to wait.
Okay. Because
technically that burns a standard action. I mean, this is what you're about to do. It's all fluid, but, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Winston, what do you want to do?
Follow suit.
Okay. So you come up to what position? You guys are kind of leapfrogging? It looks like you're kind of doing like this little triple man leapfrog thing here.
It's tactical withdrawal.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine.
So I will move up to here.
Okay. So
that's a double move.
Back up. Okay. You get to the door, and the second you step through the doorway, I've readied an action. Okay. Up above... Not directly above, but like a square back and up. Okay. A glowing dagger comes flying down and stabs at you. And
like just a dagger.
Like a spiritual weapon spell. Shaped like a dagger. My deity's favorite. Because mama ain't playing around no more, Winston. It's time we have some real fun. I might be fatigued and take penalties, but you know what? I'm here to play.
Well, let's see this attack. Let's see the damage.
Well, first I got to attack you, and I just realized that... Where's my spiritual weapon spell? I'm looking for the spell. What was I? Spells! There we go. Spiritual weapon. I cast spiritual weapon at... Okay, that didn't... Still got to do an attack roll. Do I not? Weapon made of force, even though it's only a dagger, it will do 1d8 force damage a hit, plus 1 for every 3 levels. But I have to hit you. So I'm just doubling down. Just one second here. Right. So, incoming for the ranged attack. Where's my ranged attack here?
I don't think it's ranged. I think it's your melee attack.
I'm directing it.
Okay, so it uses base attack plus wisdom modifier as the attack.
Oh, okay. So it is off. It's, yeah, it's my BAB plus. I knew it was something.
Plus your casting modifier, I guess. Normally an Oracle, Inquisitor, and Shaman spell.
So. Yeah, basically I'm the same. My base attack is 5. My wisdom is 15. It's plus, so it's like the 7 anyway. So, which is what I was biting you at, just so you know. Getting to know all these interesting creatures and fighting them to death. So tossing in a d20. Getting 2 plus 7 is 9. Ooh, a miss. So the last moment, right? Ha-ha!
A limbo.
Yeah. Matrix. Now, it's hiding, but, like, it's... You're kind of expecting, so give me a perception. Because I don't know if I can really just jump on you flat-footed. 26, you're fine. Okay, so, you know, you guys are reacting. Anyway, so this flying dagger comes swooping at you and you pull up and, you know, you brace kind of thing. And then it's Fafal's turn.
So I don't see the little girl?
No.
Okay.
Just see a dagger flying in your face.
Invisible thieves!
Oh, no, actually, perception 26... Right? Oh my god, what's coming at me, right? There's a skitter under the first table. I'll give you that. Fafal.
Then I'll call. Under the table!
Okay.
I am going to... So, I am going to make an interesting play. So, I'm going to double move across the room. And as I'm going, I'm going to drop the torch.
Okay.
In the space where there's almost a T connector with a offshoot room to the right.
Yeah, to the exit, right?
Yeah, which is 10 feet from the... creature. So I'm sprinting through Leon and through Winston, dropping the torch as a free action and just continuing on past. That way Leon can see where it is and I'm not in danger or in the way.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's my turn.
Well, hold on, though. That was like... I should still have some turns left. You stopped me before I took my second move.
Oh, sure, right. Because you were getting attacked, and I... Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, right in action, so that's fine. So you wanted to come into the room.
Yep.
But then this got interruptus, right? So yep. What do you want to do?
I am going to move... I'm still going to finish my double move.
Okay. So if you've double moved, what have you got left?
50 feet, so 10 squares. So I got one. I took my first move.
Yep.
And I got stopped because of that. My first move would have actually got me to here.
Yeah, and it doesn't stop you. You just like, oh, shit, and you evade and you finish moving, right?
So, but for the rest of my movement,
okay,
I'm going to tuck back into the hallway.
Okay. And you call it. She's in the table, right? And then
she's under
okay.
the table. Yeah.
Okay. So that should, and then Fafal follows suit. I'm assuming it's just.
Yes. Yeah,
that shouldn't change.
It's not going to change the outcome, but it changes my position.
Yeah, I didn't want you to lose your turn. I guess we're a little rusty. I'm really rusty. Sorry. Okay.
It's all good. It's all good.
And that's you, Fafal.
Yep.
Bring us to Leon.
All right. In that case, I 5 foot step up. Then I would like to kind of crouch down and look. Can I see the creature under the table?
Sure. I'm hiding, so you just basically need perception.
Sure. That is a 23.
Yes. also with spotting. So like I said, because he called it and you know where to look, you come in and you're just looking. Mm. You've been directed, so I'm not going to burn an action to make you do a perception. So as opposed to going, I don't see anything on the table because her stealth roll held or whatever, right? So nope, you see it. It has cover under the table, right? But but you do see it. You have a target if you want to shoot.
So that was not an action then, right?
Well, you moved. And no,
the perception was a 5-foot step.
Yeah. So, yeah, you still have your shot if you want. You take a standard action.
Oh, just a standard action left then? Because if I still have a move action.
What do you want to do?
I would like to steady a shot. So using bullseye shot.
Yeah, as long as it's not movement. It's like your arms and crap and you're not like tracing. Like if you stay in the same square, you should be good to do that. Yeah.
Yep.
5-foot step for free, like the Swift. Use a movement action to. Yeah, sure.
Okay, then I'm going to, it will be a point blank shot with bullseye shot as well.
Okay, so point blank gives you +1, right?
Yep.
And what is
bullseye shot gives me an extra +4.
Okay, the cover, the table I have gives me solid cover of 4, so we'll just negate that because I'm going to give you her as a target and then it's just a pain in the ass for you to, you know what I mean?
It's all good. I'll just enter -4. Everything's typed in already, so.
Okay.
That's this one. So that is a 12, which unfortunately is a miss.
Okay, so you steady your shot, you take it, but the little bugger is just tucked in to the stem of the table and the legs enough that it's just, you know, it goes skittering low and just sticks right into the stem of the table.
Mm-hmm.
And that's you, sir?
Yes.
Winston.
Can you charge somebody who has cover?
Sorry, I missed me.
You did.
I did.
Well, she had a ready to action.
Had a ready to action, right. So that puts me, that changes my initiative.
To mine.
So, to.
No, ready to actions do not change initiative. Delaying turns.
Oh, delaying. Yeah, it wasn't a delay, it was a ready. But that was her turn this round. So when the...
But we finished you.
Like yeah, so top of the next round. Yeah, then you missed her.
But I just said, Leon, hang on a second. Okay, so it was, I'm first, I ready. So I did nothing. And then when I got to Winston, right, I did, you did your thing. Oh, because we screwed up and went back to Fafal and I should have went to her.
Right.
Okay, so I owe her around before Fafal moves
and drops the torch.
Okay.
No, because I waited. Hmm.
Well, she was readying her action for when something goes to the door. Then she used the spell.
Right, which was Winston.
Yes. Okay. So that's that turn. And then at the beginning of this round.
And it's on Winston, right?
Yeah.
So then we go to the beginning and Winston finishes because you guys all did stuff. So yeah, no, I still owe her a turn because it would have been
She still gets a turn.
Because
I'm bottom of the turn order.
Right. So before Fafal even moved.
Yeah.
Right. She, because you guys all burned your moves and I was just waiting. The obvious target is Winston. So I would just attack you again with said spiritual weapon. Probably just have another go. Another quickie. It's probably the easiest course just to see. Come on. Winnie. 18.
That's a hit.
Okay. So damage.
Hold on 1 second. Let me just check something real quick here to make sure I have my armor on. Because I should have it on now. Yep. Nope. That's good. That's a hit.
Okay. So I don't know why Dimension Door has... Sorry, I should have said that out loud. Here's your damage. It's a small dagger. So I guess the D8 force becomes like D6. If they've typed this wrong, it'd be D8 regardless.
Daggers are D4.
No, but this is a spell that just takes the shape.
Spell. Yes, yes.
It's like D8 force. So
the type of weapon it is irrelevant. It does magical damage based on the spell, not the type of weapon.
Right. Anyway, it's fine. 3 even on a D8. I'll just leave it for now. Anyway, so it she does strike you the second time, and you tuck in and you take, you know, magical dagger to the shoulder slice, right? So now it's Winston's. Oof. It's Winston's turn, and you're in that alcove, and you just got hit by her. And Leon took a shot and failed. What do you want to do, Winston?
Yeah, and then Fafal went, then Leon went. Now it's back to me. Okay.
Right.
Can I charge her? I only need 10 feet, right?
Yeah, but there's an obstacle in the way. The table itself. But I don't think that breaks your charge. You should just probably just gives her a huge cover. So yeah, you should be okay.
Yeah, so I'm negating her cover bonus with my charge bonus, but I also get to deal big dams if I smash her.
You get plus 2 to charge.
4, because I'm a level 3 cavalier.
Oh.
And I don't take a negative to my AC anymore. Ooh, yeah!
Okay. So yeah, just negate that and don't give the bonus.
Just straight roll.
Yeah. Okay. So he gets charging in there. Barkley, that is what I was talking about. That there. Sniff, sniff, right?
Yep.
He says burn with fire.
Yep. Okay, so la 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 la, where is my actions? La 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 Lance. La 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 la, 10 is a miss, I'm sure.
Oh no. Barkley?
And then yes. Sicker. Arr.
Okay.
Oh, come on, Barkley, be a beast. Be a beast. 20.
Yep. Grabs.
Oh, I can target her. Sorry, my bad.
Goes for the pull.
Yes, absolutely.
I can do the target for you. There you go.
Yeah, do that. Please and thank you. That's a CMD, right?
Yeah, CMB.
Or CMB check, yeah. Come on, baby.
Or is it, do you make a separate one or is it?
So if I hit, I get to make the attempt.
Okay. Okay. No, unfortunately, 13 CMD misses my CMD. No, so he's pulling. That's right, Barkley, you bark. He's pulling on a leg,
yep,
or whatever.
Well, he still does some damage.
You know, does the 4-pin spider claw stabilization, that kind of thing. And does how much damage? What's the damage?
7 points of bite damage from La Barclay.
Okay. Well, Barclay notices that it's partially resisted. Doesn't sink in quite so well.
No.
Yeah, I only take 2 and then 5 in the mid of combat. But it gets worse. We are 6 rounds in to this thing that's totally messing with us. But we'll just have to see you guys next time. On dice.
Boo.
Before Dishonor. Order us to say goodnight, Leon.
Well, you know what to do. It's late. They need to say goodbye. Go on.
Good night, everybody. And stay safe. Watch out for the creepy crawlies.
Sorry, I killed the audio. I missed that. Was great. Damn. Yeah, we'll wait for you as long as you're still good there, guys, for another hour. If you guys want to call it here, we can, leave that. No. Yeah, we can call it here, guys. Good night. I'll get to editing this right away, and yeah, sure. See you guys.